and we stay with Thoughts of Getting Older with Neil Haverson. Neil is going to tell us what Derek James thinks about the ageing process. Unless, of course, he forgets what he's talking about before he gets to the end. Over to you, Neil.
It hit me one day recently when I was helping a couple of neighbours move a piece of heavy furniture. As I reached down to lift one side off the ground, I heard a shout, "No, not you! Stand back!" I looked round and then realised they were talking to me, thinking I was too old and too weak to lift the wretched thing. So I followed them across the road, a waste of space, as they grunted and groaned, thinking I could have done that on my own. I'm still as strong as an ox, or am I? When we moved to this estate in Norwich a few years ago, a chap said to me, "You're moving to Pensioner's Playground." Huh, I won't say which one. Eaton Rise. And to be honest, my wife and I enjoy living here. And most days there appears to be someone older than me walking past. People actually smile, say hello, and keep an eye on each other around here. When I was a young reporter, I used to use the word pensioner when writing about senior citizens, usually golden weddings and the like, but not anymore. Yes, I've been in hospital recently, prostate trouble. I wear glasses, I am, according to my wife, going deaf, bald, and my memory seems to have lost its way. But I'm very happy, sort of. I was born in 1948, grew up in Diss, travelled around the country, but I can't think of anywhere better to live than Norfolk or Suffolk. And those of us in our 70s are a lucky lot compared to so many young people today. When I think about it, I'm more worried about the next generation and how this world of ours and the people running it will shore up. If we are fortunate enough to be fit and healthy and able to get out to enjoy our beautiful surroundings, then we can live out the rest of our lives with a smile on our faces. Last time I walked through Norwich City Centre, I noticed several men and women sleeping or sitting in dingy doorways. I don't remember that in the 1960s. Very sad, heartbreaking. We are the lucky ones, so we might as well enjoy what time we have left. What's the point of moaning and groaning? Mind you, I am fed up with the music on the radio and TV programmes, podcasts, mobile phone numbers, scam calls, the internet, and all those other things I have forgotten. Anyway, must go. I'm going to give my neighbour a hand lifting a wardrobe down the stairs, if he will let me.
I hope Derek knows what he's doing, lugging all those pieces of furniture about. But I suppose that was his point, wasn't it?